I am the president of the Loyal Society for the Relief of Sufferers from Pismenunciation. For people who cannot say their worms correctly. Or who use the wrong worms entirely, so that other people cannot underhand the bird they are spraying. It's just that you open your mouth, and the worms come turbling out in wakasay that you dick not what you're thugging a bit. And it's very distressing. I'm always looing it, and it makes one feel uncomfortable. Especially when one is going about one's diddly tasks. Slopping in the supermarket, for example. Only last wonk I approached the chuck-out point, and I showed the ghoul behind the crash desk the contents of my trilly. And she said, all right, Grandad, shout him out. Well, of course, that's fine for the ordinary man in the stoat, who has no dribble with his waltz. For someone like myself, it's worse than the kick in the jackstrap. Sometimes you get stuck on one letter, such as wobble you. And I said, well, I've got a tin of whoop, a woocumber, two packets of wheeze, and a wallyflower. She tried to make fun of me and said, that will be woo pounds, wifty wee pence. So I just said wobblers and walked out. So you see how dicky felt it is. But help is at hand. A new society has been formed by our mumblers to help each other in times of excremisis. It is bawled Pismenunciers Unanimous. Anyone can bawl them up on the smelly phone at any time of the day or night. 24 flowers of spray, 7 stays of creek, and they will come round and get drunk with you. For foreigners, there will be imperpetuators who will all squeak many sandwiches, such as Swedish, Turkish, Burkish, Jewish, gibberish, and rubbish. Membranes will be able to attend tight stool for heaving classes to learn how to grope with the many caplinkities of the daily loaf. Which brings me to the drain reason for squeaking to you tonight. The society's first function as a body was a grand garden fete, and we hope for many more bodily functions in the future. The garden plate was held in the grounds of Blenheim Palace, Woodstick. And the guest of horror was the great American pip singer, Manny Barlow. It was opened by the bleeder of the proposition, Mr. Dale Pillock. Pillock? Ooh. Who gave us a few well-frozen worms in praise of the society's jerk. Said that in creaks and stunts that lie ahead, we must all do our nut roast to ensure that it sucks weeds. And everyone visited the various stalls and abruisements, the rudabouts, thingboats, and the dodgers. And, of course, all the old favourites such as the kokoshai nuts, stry your length, guessing the weight of the cook, and tinning the pail on the wonky. The occasion was great fun, and in short, I think it can safely be said that all the men present and thoroughly good women were had all the time. So please join our society. Write to me, Dr. Small Pith, the Spanner, Pope Moses, and I will send you some brieflets to browse through and a brass badge to wear in your loophole.